The first reading is a reading from the book of the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that now at last you revived your concern for me. You were, of course, concerned about me, but lacked an opportunity. Now that I see, because not that I say this because of need, for I have learned in whatever situation I find myself to be self-sufficient. I know indeed how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live in abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I have the strength for everything through Him who empowers me. Still, it was kind of you to share in my distress. You Philippians indeed know that at the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, not a single church shared with me in an account of giving and receiving except you alone. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me something for my needs, not only once, but more than once. It is not that I am eager for the gift, rather I am eager for the profit that accrues to your account. I have received full payment and I abound. I am very well supplied because of what I have received from you through Epaphroditus, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth. The upright generation shall be blessed. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He shall never be moved. The just one shall be an everlasting in remembrance. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. His heart is steadfast. He shall not fear. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His generosity shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcome to the eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, you justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I hope you just listen to the words of the readings and let them really enter into you. Paul is just thanking the Philippians for being generous with him and taking care of his needs. And then he says, when you're like that, God will bless you. He says, God's going to take care of all your needs because you put me first. And when Jesus, he's talking about you can't love God and money, that he's talking very the same thing. Do you cling to money? Do you hold on to your money? Or are you generous? Again and again and again, the greatest sign of a follower of Jesus Christ is generosity. Generosity with your money, generosity with your time, just being more concerned about others. Now, it's easy to say, I know, but we must live it every day. So make sure you're generous with your money. Make sure you're generous with your time, and God will bless you. And as Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me in the first reading today. You and I can do all things because Jesus will strengthen us if we put others first through generosity. So be generous. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.